Hey, my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. We're talking about seven processes of setting up a smart real estate wholesaling business empire overview. This is part four of the Driving for Dollars versus Smart Wholesaling series. So let's dive into it. What is real estate wholesaling? It's the heart and science of finding deeply discounted properties using mass media marketing to potentially distressed and motivated sellers, locking under contract and selling the rights to the contract to an end buyer for a lucrative fee between $1,000 and $82,000, which is my highest one-time fee ever. Others have made more. So let's get into it. Smart wholesaling involves three things that we got to make sure that we accomplish. Number one, you're going to skip 80% of the hustle in traditional wholesaling. You're going to do it legally, gracefully, and because you deserve it, because you're on this video. Number two, you're going to make six figures or more per year with or without closing deals. And number three, you'll be able to close 10 times more deals than your competition. The mission statement is get you up and running $1 million empire in just 11 days. This is my team. Please, if you see them around the social media, say thank you. They helped me put this together. And that's my beautiful wife, Lola, on my, you know, where I'm facing. All right. So these are the seven processes that you will learn over the next few videos. We're going to break them down into each pieces. They are processes, meaning, you know, in the last video, if you haven't watched that video, make sure you watch every single video before this part. Part one, two, and three, we talked about processes. You got to think of your business in terms of processes. If you haven't broken your business down to processes, you are just another slave. You're engaged in another slavery type of deal, worse than a job, essentially, you know, because this business will not pay you and will not apologize for it if you don't think of your business in the forms of processes and systems. Okay, so these are the seven processes of a smart wholesaling business, and you need to learn what they are. And if you notice, we've basically scrapped off the idea of finding deals. There's enough people looking, finding deals out there for you. They're everywhere. They're on Craigslist. They're on Facebook Marketplace. They are in the Facebook groups. You can find them, okay? Just lay back and relax and help them sell these deals. But not just that. We're going to show you how to make some serious money by running a media platform here, okay? So there are seven processes involved in that. The first of those processes is called list building, which essentially is how you add new potential buyer leads to your list on a regular daily basis. Basically, we're going to show you how to add 3 to 5 new potential buyer to your list. And when we say buyer's network, that buyer's network has wholesalers in it, has end buyers, cash buyers, investors, has partners in it, has all types of people. All of them have one thing in common. They all want to make money from real estate. Okay. That's really the one thing you should note. Okay. And that's your target market. But basically the idea here is to build a business that around this concept. So by simply skipping 80% of the hustle game, finding deals, all that driving for dollars craziness, knocking on doors, skip all of that, because there's this one thing right here is missing in the game. That's why you see people lease the property for so long and they can't sell it. They lease a deal in the groups, they can't sell it because everyone is dealing with that same 5 cash buyers in any given marketplace. We need more buyers. By simply bringing more buyers into the business, you increase competition, you increase demand, you increase how much money we can make, you move the business even further forward, and you get compensated brilliantly for engaging in that process. All right. The number two process that we're going to be defining out is the list monetization. As I've said over and over again, you're not going to be waiting to close deal before you make money. If you do that, you will go broke. Okay, you're going to be monetizing your list. The people that you're adding to your list will be interested in certain services, certain products and services. You want to be the one offering it to them. And you may say, but I don't have any product or services. Don't worry, I got you on that. Okay, I got you covered on that. But the idea is you want to monetize this list. You don't want to shy away from monetizing this list, because if you shy away from monetizing your list, it's directly equivalent of not serving your list, because your list want to buy. They want to buy something that will serve them. So by doing this, you're actually able to create additional 7, 8, 9, 10 income streams that you can make money from as you're building your list, even before you close deals, even if you don't ever want to close deals. And by the way, you increase your chances of closing deals by 10 times, because these people are getting educated, they're becoming more active, and they can potentially buy deals from you. The third process is called list relationship. We're going to talk more about it. Basically, it involves personal branding, building your personal brand, and attracting deals for free. So a quick example I can give you is, think about all the JV deals all your favorite gurus are attracting just for free, just because they've decided to become market leaders. Okay, essentially we're teaching you, we're going to train you how to become market leaders. And you may say, well, I haven't closed deals, how can I become market leader? Well, you know how to add an email to an ever-growing list. That's a big deal skill, okay, that this industry needs really badly right now and will really appreciate over time, okay? So consider yourself extremely valuable by engaging in this process, okay? So it's called list relationship. By building a relationship with them, basically you increase your influence level. So you have an audience, you also need influence, okay? So number fourth process is called least profit maximization. It's basically putting the least monetization thing on steroid, okay? But also, how do you source for deals that's already locked in? Remember, finding deeply discounted properties was the first process of traditional wholesaling. That's 80% of it. Scrapped, okay? Scrapped, don't worry about that. There are deals already done, right? But how do you find and source deals that's already locked under contract so you can help them dispose them and they will love you and kiss your ass for doing it for them, right? So that's what list profit maximization is. What other ways can you do that? Basically, you close 300% more deals with $0 marketing cost. Everyone else is spending $50 to $500 per lead to find these deals. Let them keep doing it. We need them. Congratulations to them, right? But you're going to help them dispose those deals because you understand the game, that we need buyers in the game. We need new buyers, existing buyers, new buyers, a growing buyer network coming into the game. But this is going to be yours because this is your stage and you get to decide how you want to monetize it, how you want to serve them. So like I said, you're going to build a relationship with them. You're actually going to serve them. You're going to give them a lot of offers. Some of those offers are going to be free. Some of them are going to be paid for offers. You're going to get paid with or without closing deals, okay? Number fifth is tracking and monitoring your progress. It's a process, my friends. There's no such thing as a business in the digital age, in 2000 and digital, where you won't be tracking and monitoring your progress by every breath you take. You don't have to wait for a deal to close to know if you're being successful or not. You can tell within the next 24 hours if you're doing something right or wrong. And you can tell what direction your business is going. So you're going to be able to collect data, analyze the data, improve and optimize your processes and systems altogether. So that's a process that you need to set up. We're going to help you get that done, okay? And you'll be using it to grow your business. That way you're not just another blind leading the blind. You're not just a blind man trying to navigate through wholesaling, okay? This is smart wholesaling, baby. Number six, lend OPM. Essentially, lend other people's money. You want to be able to finance deals. If you're bringing new buyers into the game, many of them are not going to have cash, okay? You don't need them to have cash. They just need to have good credit. Not all of them. Some of them need to have good credit, need to have some deposit money. Some of them can become partners of each other. That's all going to be part of the process. As you grow in this business, because you're closing more deals now, because you positioned yourself to make money with or without closing deals, you're closing more deals, and you're able to also bring this offer to the marketplace. There's a ton of people that will pay you really nice commissions for sourcing this kind of opportunities for them. They're struggling loan offices out there trying to sell hard money lenders. We're going to talk more about that as time goes on. You still get to create more income, okay? Now, the last but not least seven processes is called wealth building. I call it wealth building. Basically, you want to build a rental portfolio at some point. You know, you want to plan for retirement and stuff like that. Sadly, most wholesalers, traditional wholesalers, don't plan for this because, you know, the $30,000 deal is, you know, nice payday, is riding nice cars and all that stuff. That's all beautiful, but if somebody falls sick, it's a wrap. Okay? We don't want to do that. We don't want to make that same mistake. So eventually, you're going to be sourcing so much deals. You're going to be attracting so much JV deals, and you're going to be able to build a rental portfolio off of the best deals in the marketplace. Why? Because you set a stage that attracts all of this stuff to you automatically because you've decided to give more value into the marketplace. All right, and that's what this seven process is about. So these seven processes, this is exactly what I'm going to help you set up. Okay, you only need six of them to be doing multiple six figures in any given year. Okay, you need six of them. Okay, matter of fact, you only need five of them. Okay, so basically number four and number six can actually wait. Okay, what am I talking about? You need one, two, three, five. One, two, three, and five is all four out of the seven. You set this up, you're up and running a multiple six-figure business already, and by doing so, you automatically just naturally expand out to number four, six, and seven, if that's what you want to do. If you want to, of course, I recommend it, but you don't want to wait until you close deals to make money. That's really the moral of the story here, okay? That's the secret here that I want you to really get a grasp of. Does that make sense? So here's a question for you. If you have closed your first deal, how much did you spend on traditional marketing to source the deal? If you haven't, how much have you spent so far? Share that below in the comment box below. If you feel like that's too much, you don't want to share, it's too, you feel like it's too private, whatever, just say too much. Just say too much. Say something below. I want to hear your perspective on how you think this can help your business, because basically, this is $0 marketing. You don't have to spend a dime on marketing. Eventually, in the next few weeks, you don't have to spend a dime on marketing. We do it in marketing for motivated sellers and distressed sellers. Okay, you're running a business that's a ship that's running on its own. It's a machine that's well oiled and running on its own by the time you're done doing this. So in part five, we're going to cover the first of those processes, the list building. We're going to cover the input, the technology, and the output, and how all of those are set up. We're going to cover that in details on part five. Okay, basically we're skipping 80% of the hustle and we're doubling your income. Right now, just go ahead and go to Smart Real Estate Wholesaling and download this book. It's free, smartrealestatewholesaling.com. If you go there right now, I'll give you this as well for free, Real Estate Money Secrets. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. We'll see you on the next one, and peace.